Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello,
Hello. Oh, so many people. Okay, so we want to finish the sugya today because tomorrow, I mentioned already, I'm not here, regretfully. I have to go into New York for, and so I think we should, and then Ben Hashem, someday we'll start. Now I just want to start the Vayikra and the Gemara. Just go further in the Gemara till the Amud Beis, which is really about goes off from those things, those is going to do, and about Beishamay telling each other, which is a very interesting sugya. That was the original sugya I wanted to do, but we got distracted with those is going to do. But the sugya, the next, so I want to do the next Gemara till Gufa on the next on you down Amud Beis. About six lines down. And I mentioned it's a very interesting Mordechai. Sure, there's other things, but that's interesting. Okay, anyway, what we were working on is to understand there are three steps in the Gemara. The Gemara originally thought that they were bringing a Toshma from this member of Rav Avuhu to have something to do with what else is going to do. The Gemara time is that shrugged that up right away. That can't be because there's no loss of to be makom and makom. So what's your problem? And then the Gemara says, so what was the problem? The problem was, how did Rav Avuhu himself do it? In other words, it wasn't a kasha on the two cities. It was a kasha on Rav Avuhu himself. And then the Gemara and the third problem, and then the Gemara answered, Rav Avuhu did it because of Kavod Rav Yochanan. And then the Gemara asks, what about the Shammai? And he says, you tell the Shammai. So there's machlokes in chat in step two and step three. The Gemara's step two is the Gemara asks the Kasha Rav Yochanan himself, how did he do it? So the Ritva learned chat that Kasha has nothing to do with what else it's going to do. It was just a Kasha that you have to be consistent to your shita. Yeah, you can't be mako. And as the Gemara thought, he says that Rav Yochanan was that Rav Avuhu was held like his Rebbe. He said he was machmir and shita. So how can it be mako just because everyone else is being mako? You can't be mako for convenience. And the Gemara answers like carrots. He really was mako. He was machmir because of kavod. So that's how the Ritva learns the kasha. But the Karen Aira wants to say that that kasha is connected to those it's going to do, because there's a the question was that Rav Yechon's Rav Avuhu's behavior should also be also because of those it's going to do. So we pointed out, I this is we spent some time on it, that the Karen Ira shot that there's a problem with those it's going to do is a new form of those it's going to do. Nirikishtei Tiris, but it's a completely different type of Nirikishtei Tiris. Because the conventional lotus is going to do is it's Nirikishtei told us not to the people that are doing, because each person only has one shita. It's to the third party who's observing what's happening. To the third party who sees two different people is Nirikishtei Tiris. And therefore, the Gemara says if the third party doesn't understand what he sees, because he thinks that you're not doing melacha because you don't need melacha, then there is no loss it's going to do. Well, over here in the Karen Aira, there's no third party because it's two different cities. In two different cities, we assuming is there's no loss it's going to do because these were Steinman said Shadow, because people don't see from two different cities. We did like this.
The Shamash sees.
Where the Gemara didn't bring it in the Shamash is a step three. But step two, the Gemara doesn't know anything about a Shamash. So
Would
therefore,
that be an approach to understanding why, even though it's two cities, it could be a problem because it's the same person?
wait, I know. But in step two, the Karen Aira is in step two. It doesn't have, it's not working with the Shamash yet. We get to step three, we'll throw in the Shamash and make everything confusing. But in step two, there's no Shamash. So the Karen Aira is just saying, that's in Israel, else is going to, because it's the same person. So it's not because someone's going to see. Chayyur has nothing to do with an observer, because no one's going to see what Rav Abu did here and Rav Abu did over there. Just like there's no Los that's going to do, because we don't see the two cities. We don't see, you know, the city of Rav Yechon of Rav Yechon, the city of Yeshua ben Levi together. So we don't see Rav Abu's behavior in the two cities together. So according to the Karen Aira, the Gemara's question of Rav Abu himself, there should be a problem of Los Goydu, is what we said. This is a new type of Los Goydu, that he himself feels that he's being over Los Goydu. He himself feels that there's two tyrants. He feels that he's being hypocritical, that he's being Paseach Hashtape Sifim, which is a completely different Los Goydu than the normal Los Goydu. The normal Los Goydu is that the observer who sees two different people doing something different thinks that there's Los Goydu, thinks that's Shnei Tyrus, and that's a Chiddush Hashem, and that makes it Los Goydu. And here, or according to the Rambam, it makes for Machlokes. And here, sure, nothing to do with Machlokes, but even with Shnei Tyrus, it's that he feels that he's Shnei Tyrus. So I think it bothers him that he's not living within one Tyra. Okay, but listen, the Karen Ira is great enough to say such a thing, but that's what comes out in the Karen Ira, that the Gemara is asking a new form of Lotus Gaidu, and we pointed out, according to the Karen Ira, a tremendous Chiddush Halacha, that if you go to a place that Paskin is different than you, instead of we would think that, let's say they're passing more chumrah than you. You don't wear a hat. You hold in shita. You don't need a hat. And now you go to a yeshiva, which is makpin on hats. So I would have said, bah, get a hat so you don't stand out. You know, you should be like everybody else. Well, this is going to do. Be like everyone else. And the Garen Oira is saying that you'd be over in Israel. Well, this is going to do if you got a hat. Because you're being Los is going to do to yourself. Everywhere you're diving without a hat, and here you wear a hat, you're being inconsistent. That's an Israelos is going to do. So that's wild, but that's the Karen Ira. Okay. I'm sorry.
Rebbe's assuming that Lois is going to do is for the person, the third person, or the person who's observing. The Mashmos of Lois is going to do, where it talks about Shnei Batei Dinim, is talking about the Bezdin is not supposed to paskin one bezdin like Beis Hillel, one bezdin like Beis Shammai. So why isn't it the same as Reb Avo paskining one time like Reb Yochanan and one time like Reb Yishuv ben Levi?
Because even the bezdin, that is because it's the observer that observes the bezdins. Because you see that clearly in the Gemara. That's Reb Steinman, one of the pieces that I photocopied and sent you. The Gemara says that when there's no, that even as far as best, when there's one passage you can work and one passage you can't work on Erev Pesach, but if the people are going to say that they're not working because they don't have what to do, that's not Los Goydu to do. So the whole problem is not the Bezdin, it's the observer. The observer sees the two different sukkim of the Bezdin. And therefore, if the observer doesn't see it, there's no Los Goydu to do. That's the Farish in the Gemara. The Gemara says that even though you have one Bezdin paskening that you're allowed to work, and one Bezdin paskening you're not allowed to work, and normally two Bezdins would be a Los Goydu. At that point, the Gemara held that two Bezdins is Los Goydu to do. But if the observer doesn't see it, there's no problem. So that's the Farish in the Gemara. So by the problem of Los Goydu to do, is that the two bezins collectively are causing that the observer should see Shnei Tyrus. But that you don't have L'chaira by Rav Abo, who's in two different cities, because the whole part of the two cities is that two cities aren't noticed. People don't, are the normal people are not in the two cities. So that's why we're saying that the Karen Aira is being Mechadesh, a new form of Los Goydu. that the normal gnosis gaido is that the observer is going to see two tyrants. And here he said, you yourself will see two tyrants. It's a very, 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 very big chiddush. You know,
is Rebbe understanding it as he himself is the observer, or is Rebbe understanding it that he is paskening in two different ways?
It's both. It's the same thing. It's all the above. He sees himself paskening in two different ways, and therefore he feels that there's shtei tyrus. Because but it's a different, and even though he knows that there is a reason why he did what he did, because he did it because he wants to blend in with the rabbin. But even still, it's still that, see, that's not such a great reason. So he feels it's shtei tyrus. You know, that's
he doesn't see it as shtei tyrus. Okay.
What?
He doesn't see it as shtei tyrus. He sees it as the reason he's doing
okay,
it.
I understand. That's why the Karen Ayur is schwer.
Okay.
You
okay.
Know, but that's okay. L'chara, what comes in other. The Karen Ayur is being mechadesh, a brand new din, and I'll just try to do. And it's also very radical. It's a halacha. It's like a halacha l'maisa. That this is, you know, such a halacha. It's pretty wild. Now we get to the Kasha of Shammai. We get to the Kasha of Shammai. So Rashi learns the Kasha was that we should, since you Rav Avo, are concerned in Kfeido Rav Yochanan, so you should have been worried that your shamish would be pogay in the cover of Yochanan. Okay, so that's an easy shot. But Tavis learns the other way. The Tavis is shot him that the Shammai, not because that the Shammai will not know what Rav Yochanan, what Rabu, what Rashi shot is the Shammai will be unaware of what Rav Avo does over here. And therefore, he will follow Rav Avo's pattern over there and be bogey in Rav Yochanan. The Tavis Yishonim is just the opposite, that the Shammai will know what Rav Avo is doing over here, and therefore the Shammai will be choshesh Rav Avo for being over on Osis Gaidu. And now that he's choshesh Rav Avo to be over on Osis Gaidu, he's going to conclude from that that Zemin Defun, that there is no, in fact, Chassid Shalom, Rav Avo wouldn't do an Isser. My Rebbe, Avada, so he's not Chosha. I think back to the word Chosha. He would think Rav Avo is doing those Gaidu. And he's going to conclude from that those Gaidu is Mutter. And all this talk about those Gaidu is a mistake because I have a Meister Rav that Rav Avo did not hold that those Gaidu. That's the type of Yishanah. So the big problem on the Tavis Yishanim, which the Pirkas Avram Guva asks, is how does the Shamash see from Rav Avo's behavior that he's Mako on Noses Gaido? If anything, Rav Avo sounds like he's Machmer on Noses Gaido because he made sure to do whatever the city he's in does. So he seems like a big believer in Noses Gaido. So how in the world does the Shamash see from Rav Avo's behavior that Rav Avo is making on those Gaidu? So the Birkas Avram wanted to learn shot in the Tavis Yishanim, that the Tavis Yishanim holds like the Karen Ira, that there this that for Rav Avo himself to do the behavior in two cities is a begam in those Gaidu. And therefore, since he doesn't accept the answer of Mishum Kvaidar of Yaichlan, and he doesn't know, the Shammai doesn't know the answer of Mishum Kvaidar of Yaichlan, so he saw Rav Avo being Pogea in Osis Gaidu because of the Karen Ira is correct, that when one person does in two cities, it's a new form of Osis Gaidu.
Right. Is it so hard to read the Taisus Yishanim that when he says Lysis Gaidu, he means in that circumstance?
That was hard to read, yes. So, okay. I listen, you want to disagree? You're welcome to disagree. So, our question, you're jumping the gun already. So, our question on the Taisus Yishanim was that being that this is the The Taivis Hishanan's Lashon is that the Yitzvah, the Shari Lazarus, Agudas, Agudas. Now, the Lashon of Agudas, Agudas is the Lashon that the Gemara uses to refer to the good old fashioned Osis Gaididu. So, L'chaira, I thought that he's saying that he's going to learn out that it's Shari Agudas, Agudas, which is the regular Osis Gaididu. Maybe it includes the Karen Iris, Kiddush Tikkun Osis Gaididu. But he's also, but it definitely, the words Agudas, Agudas, definitely includes the conventional Losis Gaididu. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. That don't make Agudas Agudas. So the Karen, the Tosfos Hishanim is saying that the Shamish will learn out from Rav Avoh's behavior that it's Losis Gaididu is mutter. So we were asking yesterday, assuming the Karen Ira is right, the Karen Ira is saying a tremendous Chiddush, that there's a completely new din of Losis Gaididu. But it's a completely new din. It's a completely different Losis Gaididu. It's a Losis Gaididu that to yourself, which is a completely different form of Losis Gaididu than the other Losis Gaididu that is nearer to the third person. So why would anyone, assuming that the Shamish, before he saw Rav Avoh, was taught that there's a din of Losis Gaididu, why would he derive from Rav Avoh's behavior that the entire din of Losis Gaididu is wrong? He should have only derived that the Karen Ira's additional din of Losis Gaididu is wrong, but the normal din of Losis Gaididu is correct. And especially, there's no reason for the Taivis Hishanim to say this. In other words, the Taivis Hishanim would have had a beautiful pshat, assuming the Karen Ira is right, by saying that the Gemara's kasha is that the Shamish will learn from Rav Avoh's behavior that the Karen Ira is wrong. But he doesn't say that. At least I claim he doesn't say that. I claim he's saying that the Shamish is going to learn that the entire din of Losis Gaididu doesn't apply. So I think there's no reason why the Taivis Hishanim had to say that. And it's very far-fetched, because why would he, since he knows there's a din of Losis Gaididu before he sees Rav Avoh, so he should just make this simple conclusion that the Karen Ira is a wild Kiddush, and it's not true. The Losis Gaididu is only when you're a third person who sees the two opposite behaviors, but internal in my own head, that I feel like a hypocrite, that's not Losis Gaididu. That's all you can see from Rav Avoh at best. So that's why I felt that the even though the Birkas Avram seems to say this, and the Chesed Shlomo maybe also seems to say this, Birkas Avram is already a modern day Rosh Hashiva. You see, he was just, I think he was just Nifter. No, I think so. I think so. I don't want to be Atif Dar Petit Satan. Okay, but
Rabbi Gurowitz from
Gateshead? What?
Is Rabbi Gurowitz from Gateshead?
No. You know, he's from Koltar.
From Erlanger.
He was from Koltar. I think he was just Nifter, but I'm not sure. But he definitely was, a few years ago, was alive. I remember seeing him. I didn't never spoke to him. I was in a Simply, was there, but I never spoke to him. But he was, you know, he was Rashiv in Koltar. So, okay, I'm...
He was Nifter a little more than 2 years ago.
What?
He was Liz Nifter in 2021.
Okay, but I'm saying that he's obviously a very big person. He wrote on all Shas, and you know he's a very beautiful sefer, and his sefer is used in Queens. Guys always use it, so I'm not, you know.
But some maisa about one of the Chavetz Chaim guys came up to him to ask him a shaila or something. I don't remember. There's some maisa with that
on not airplanes. Familiar. I am not familiar. I never spoke to him. I don't know why, but I never did, because the Koltara was in Bayit Vigan, and I never, Bayit Vigan was like far away. I never schlepped to Bayit Vigan. You know, it's like it was, Bayit Vigan was a real schlep. It was like an hour away from Sanhedrin Rechevet, maybe even more. It was by, at least by public transportation.
If you have a car, you can do it in about 12 minutes.
Okay, and I didn't have a car. So it was a very big schlep. So I didn't go to Bayit Vigan. So the Bayit Vigan Gedolim, I did not visit. So I never spoke to him. But okay, I don't know. I don't even know where he lived. But The yeshiva was in, Kol Torah was in Bayit Dagan. I don't know where he lived. Anyway, so the Maisa, I can't do, but he's a relatively recent. The Cheshik Shlomo is already earlier. You know, it does sound like he's saying this too. I don't know. But anyway. But
in terms of the Cheshbin, Rebbe, and maybe I know the Rebbe's saying this goofa makes it more shver in a sense, but if the Tosfos Shanim means what the Karen Or is saying, he's saying a good shot on the Gemara's Kasha. It's not like it doesn't work out in the Cheshbin. So, like, is the Tosfos Shanim a chuyev to be so, like, exact in his lashon? Like, it's some kind of agudas that the Gemara is asking. The Shamash will make a misimpression. And the truth is, the Karen Or is a radical chiddush to us. But like, if you read even the Karen Or, it doesn't sound like he thinks it's such a chiddush. Like he's saying pshat. This, like, according to him, it sounds like this is what. This is an extension of Losis Godedu. It's not like a whole different
Someone
breed.
Said that Ulai, no? And that was what the Cheshik Shlomo said to Ulai? Remember, it wasn't like so simple. Yes, I know the Karen Ora does not say Ulai. That's right. I think the Cheshik Shlomo said it as you used the word Ulai. Like he granted it was like a Chiddush. He says, Ulai, he said, Ulai to other Machad. Okay, so I hear, in other words. He's saying he has a riot from the, you know, you're telling me that the Cheshik you're saying is follows. Who the Dr. Begida was arguing this to. So I'm getting good company that we should assume that the Tavis Yishanim learned the Gemara like the Karen Ira. So he learned the previous step like the Karen Ira. He doesn't tell it to you, but that's. He's not mechuyev to discuss how he learned the previous Gemara, but he learned the previous Gemara like the Karen Ira. He thought that was Pashup Shah in the Gemara, because he, you know, he's bothered by the Karen Ira's Kasha. There has to be a Hemshah, because you see, this and therefore he learned that Gemara like the Karen Ira. Mimeda, the basic Yisaitis he knows already. So Mimeda, he doesn't have to explain himself. I hear. I'm not so crazy, but I hear, maybe. In other words, he doesn't have to. In other words, I was bothered that the Tosfos Yishanim doesn't even spell out. He doesn't speak out that Losis Gaidu is because of Shtei Tiris. There's a whole Karen Iris, because since it's Shtei Tiris, this is also Shtei Tiris. He doesn't say a word of Shtei Tiris. So that's what Dr. Begida was saying, and that there is Karen Ira, that was in the step before. And that was what the Gemara was asking in the step before. So obviously, that's just, so he knows that already. So he doesn't have to explain it now.
I thought his main caution was
still timing that he's misrepresenting the fact that to say that we're worried that the Shamash is going to learn out that you don't say agudas, agudas, is a chayra not true, because Pashas, even the Karen Ira or the should agree that this is a new chiddush in those Gaidu. It's a new form. So just because this isn't true, there's no reason to assume that the normal din of those Gaidu is not true, especially assuming the Shamash was taught the normal din of Losis Gaidu. He learned, and you know, the Shash is almost like faced by Yestira. He was taught there's a din of Losis Gaidu. He always would assume there's a din of Losis Gaidu. But now, if he would ever have seen Rav Avo, he would have assumed there's an Isra Losis Gaidu. But now, because he sees Rav Avo's behavior, he says, oh, does that mean the fun? The Rebbe, the God of Adar, doesn't know the Losis Gaidu. So it must be that what I learned in elementary school was wrong, and there's no Losis Gaidu. Something that gets, it's like he has a stira between what he learned in elementary school and Rav Avo, and he's paskening that, of course, Rav Avo is wrong. But I'm saying, why couldn't his shamans just make a way of reconciling that there's two alosis gaidu, then they're both right. The alosis gaidu of the Karen Aira is wrong, and the alosis gaidu of that I heard the elementary school is right. So it's like, so okay, so you're saying, so that was my question. So you don't think that's such a strong question? I don't know.
Is it possible that because of the special unique case of loisis geidedu, he's going to make an extension to a regular case of loisis geidedu?
Yeah, but I'm saying, but mehechitesi, since he was, why does the type of Yeshanim stick his neck out to say such a thing? It's surely not mukhrach. It's surely not mukhrach. See, I don't know type of Rosh. It's surely not mukhrach, and to make that extension, and there's no need to make that extension. The Gemara's kasha would be a valid kasha if he wouldn't make that extension. I would think the pasha says you don't make that extension because you try and reconcile the din losis gaidu that you were taught as a child. You know, to throw out the whole din losis gaidu is very, very far-fetched. In other words, the whole world knows it's an isra losis gaidu, but the shamish is going to learn out from Rav Avol's behavior that the whole world is wrong and there's no listed else is going to do. I'm not saying it's far, that's radical. Okay, but the type of Yeshanim says it. So fine, he says it. But there was such a easier solution for the type of Yeshanim. Instead of saying that the nervousness that the Shavish is going to learn out that the whole din of those is going to do is wrong, he should have just said he's going to learn out that Rav Yechon, that the Karen Iris extension is wrong. So it's very strange. The type of Yeshanim, for no reason, because the Gemara's kasha would have been fine that way also, is making this very big stretch, which sounds somewhat illogical. Why the person would do that? It's possible he would make an extension, but it doesn't sound probable.
But from the lashon of the Tosfos Yeshanim, when he says what he informs the Shamish, he tells him, Al tase agudos agudos. What does that mean, Al tase agudos agudos? He's not the one who's going to do it, unless you learn that the whole concern was that he's going to apply it to one person doing agudos agudos, to the chiddush of the Karen Ora.
No, I don't know about that. Al tase,
Asur lasos. What do you mean, Al tase? How is he going to do agudos agudos?
By being one of the two people, by you doing agudos and the other, and by there are two people, one person, you'll be... every losis gaidu, it's not a lot, it's a lopshi yeshba maisa. You do half, and the other guy does half, and together you create agudas agudas. You can't do agudas agudas yourself.
You can. That's the chiddush of the Karen Aira that you could.
I understand, but the normal pshat before the Karen Aira is that it takes two people to make agudas agudas. So I don't know, is that a raya? Al-Tasva-Gudas-Agudas means don't be involved, don't be one of the two people that are going to make Agudas-Agudas. I would not make that deal in all my fetchiness. It means Al-Tasva, don't be one of the people. I would assume, let's say you don't hold it a Karen Aira, and you hold that you need two people to make Agudas-Agudas. Was it a Lachi Heshba Maisa? Do you get Malkus on it? I would assume it is. Because the Maisa, you're making a good, you're doing something. You're shaking a lulav, and he's not shaking a lulav. So the guy who's shaking the lulav is doing a Maisa of Agudas Agudas. And already that you walk into a shul, and everyone in shul is not putting on tefillin. And you put on tefillin and chalamot. I'm not saying because this could be, it's considered two bezins. But assuming you don't have the heter of two bezins. So you're doing a maisa of making two agudas. There's already, the other agudas is there already. The first agudas is there. Everyone in the shul is not wearing sewing. And now you're coming in and you're putting on sewing. So you're making agudas agudas. No, that's called making. You're doing it all, in a sense, it's even better than I was saying before. Because if the first group is there already, so now you all by yourself are making the agudas agudas. by you coming in second and putting on tefillin, you're making agudas agudas. Okay, anyway, you know, the Rashiva used to say, you know, the guy, Rashi has to make parnasa. So that's what I had a, if I wouldn't argue with the Birkas Avraham, I wouldn't have anything to do. So that's what I, but I happen to think it's a decent question. I do think, I think that in general, the Keren Ora is wild, you know, radical. I don't have the bekiyas to prove that people disagree, but I just suspect that many, many people disagree. The Chiddush v'Halacha, going to say that there's such a halacha that Pidafka, you're not supposed to, in this example, I'm saying if you're, you hold, you mamish hold that you're not supposed to wear a hat. You hold that it's, in other words, there's no Indian to wear a hat. Not that I don't know. I hold there's no way to have it. Silly, you know, like the guys used to hack their Shashiva to Chinik, that and Kennedy, once Kennedy came, no one wears hats anymore. There's no reason to wear a hat. The guys used to scream at their Shiva so much. I hold that Shita. There were definitely some guys in the Shiva were Eish Lahava. So that's my Shita. I'm 100% convinced there's no reason to wear a hat. And I, the Shita, do not wear a hat. And now I'm going to my son's Ofruf in Lakewood, or my son-in-law's Ofruf in Lakewood. So according to the Karen Ira, it would be usher for me to put on a hat.
Rabbi, isn't the Karen Ira in this whole sugya talking about halachas, not minhagas?
What?
Isn't the case in the Gemara and everything talking about halachas?
Halachas. The Lakewood, they hold that you're mechuyev to wear a hat. They hold it's usher. They might
hold.
Does
anybody hold it's mamish a halacha? Do you have to?
Yeah, they hold it without it. There are people that say it's better to daven be yechidus if you don't have a hat.
The first, the Chavetz Chaim guy doesn't hold that it's us to wear a hat. He just holds it silly.
No, so that he holds no such halacha. So that's right. He holds, he doesn't hold that this halacha. And the other people hold there is such halacha. So that's Shtei Tyrus. And over here also, right?
Hey, the chocolate bar. The guy muksa. Doesn't hold you have not to hold chocolate
to carry the muksa. He doesn't hold there's an Isser muksa. So he doesn't hold there's a chiyuv to wear a hat. There's no such thing. It's like he holds up. There's no such thing as muksa. And now he goes to a city where there, or I told you a better example, Chalav Akum, right? Chalav Stam. Second, you corrected me, right? I don't know how many people went through the Indian, but assuming went through the Indian, I believe there's absolutely nothing wrong with Chalav Stam. The Moshe's Heter is clear. Is Gevaldik. And now I'm going to Chabad town. Imagine Chabad, they hold, it's an Isser, their ice is probably worse than Trafus. You know, the Chabads are very, 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 very machmer in Chodavakum. So you're not allowed to go out of, and now you walk into a store and they're selling chocolate bars, Hershey's and Chodav Yisrael. You're not allowed to buy the Chodav Yisrael. You're mechuyev to buy the Hershey's.
What's wrong with doing something as a chumrah? No one holds us to wear a hat.
According to the Karen Ira.
It's one thing about to be careful about moving the candle. That's a different type of thing.
According to the Karen Ira, Rabbi Yeshua ben Rabbi Avo held like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that it's mutter to move the candle.
Right.
Now he comes to, and he went to Rabbi Avo ben Levi's city first. Now he comes to Rabbi Yochanan's town. And he decides to be careful not to move the candle. And according to the Karen Ira, he's over on those Siskayadu because he didn't move that candle. Because to himself, he's being inconsistent. So he's being machmer with a chumrah that he doesn't hold of simply because everybody else holds of it. And the Karen Ira says, that is low Siskayadu. It's mind-boggling. But So one is the Karen Ira is like, and the Cheshik Shlomo also says the same thing seemingly, and the Birkas Avraham says the same thing. But it's a radical Chiddush Halacha, seems very radical. But I'm trying. But that's I wouldn't argue that much chutzpah I don't have to argue with a Karen Ira by saying that it's too radical. You know, listen, Karen Ira. Is a you know much bigger God that's going to argue and spar with him. That big of that much I'm not ready to do. But I'm thinking, I do think that the lashon and the to put the Karen Aira in the Taisis Yishanim is also daichik in the lashon. So it's tart in Ereza. The Karen Aira is a radical Kiddush. And because he's so radical, makes him more daichik in the lashon, you know, that because it's more, why did the okay, and I really do think it's a valid point that the Yishanim is making an overkill according to this chat. There's no reason for him to say that the Shammai is going to learn out. I mean, you see, the other people learn the Shammai is going to be. He could have said like other people, the Shammai is going to be chayshin him. That's where the Ramban, the Rajma said that would have been fine. He could have said the Shammai will learn out half the halacha is wrong. That would have been fine. But instead, he goes ahead for no reason, and he says the Shammai is going to learn out the entire din of Moses going to is wrong. There's no reason for him to do that. Okay. Oh, so what do we want to say instead? And let's try and move on, because we want to finish this again. So I would like a little radical, maybe, but I wanted to try and say that there's only one din of Moses going to do. The only thing about the study is the observer. Because if the third person is going to see, and the third person is going to see, and that's what it's got nothing to do about you look at yourself. That's the Karen Ayer is radical Kiddush. Never heard of this new din of Losses Gaidu. There's one din of Losses Gaidu that this observer is going to see. And the Gemara says there's no Losses Gaidu in two cities because it doesn't highlight. You don't see, it's not so blatant, the difference, because the two cities are not here, they're not together. Maybe, well, there aren't people from one city to the other, but even if they do travel, since it's not at the same time, the contrast doesn't stand out so much. So what I think the Rav Steinman at one point says is Svara, that if you, in the first piece of Rav Steinman, in the, you know, the second paragraph in the first column, he says this svara, the bezesha oisim b'makom zekach u'b'makom zekach nikur sheish chiretim in hagem mekamos ave los is kaidim. So he says this svara that if you yourself are doing like the two different mekaimis, so you're highlighting the fact that there's two different mekaimis. You're highlighting to the observer. In other words, someone's going to see Rav Avo, and he sees on Rav Avo on Sunday, move the muksa. And he sees that Rav Avo on Monday doesn't move the muksa. So that is highlighting the fact that there are two different minhagim. So
maybe it means one Shabbos, another Shabbos, right?
Okay, one Shabbos, another Shabbos. Fine, it's the same thing. So it becomes highlighted. So now that it's highlighted, so it could be that there's no heter of two mekaymis, and that's what I would like to claim. The Rosh Chaim doesn't say that. Rosh Chaim at the end says it still would be a heter that two Shabbosis, two mekaymis.
But I'm saying say maybe, that again. Say that again. Just say it again. Say it again, please.
If we don't hold to the Karen Ayra, the Pshat and Moses Gaidu is because of the observer. The observer is going to see two tyrants. If he sees one person shaking a lulav and one person not shaking a lulav, he's going to think there's two tyrants. And that's why if he has an explanation, if the observer can explain the different behavior, because he sees one person working and one person not working, and he's going to say that the reason why the guy's not working is because he has nothing to do, then there's no problem. The whole problem of those that's going to do is because you're creating that in the eyes of the observer, it's state tyrants. Right? That's what I'm trying to say. Not like Rosh Taimin, that there's a new din of those that's going to do, then in your own eyes, you're hypocritical. No, there's only one din of those that's going to do, the eyes of the observer. Now the Gemara says, our Gemara says, the Farish, that two cities are allowed to have different minhagim. When somebody sees the eyes of the observer, will notice that there are two different minhagim in two different cities, and he'll see Losis Gaidu, that there's two tyrants. So since the two cities are not together, They're far apart. They don't overlap. They're not in, they don't exist in the same place. So the contrast is not so obvious. So therefore, the observer doesn't see two tyrants. There is no problem in two cities. Says the Rashtaimin as a possible svara, but then he drops it. But I would like to say that maybe the Shanim holds it even Laskana, that when do we say in two cities there's no problem of Los is going to do? Because the contrast, the difference between the two minhagim is not so blatant, because they're not next to each other. They're one's here and one's there. So you don't, it's not highlighted, the two different minhagim. That's if it's two different cities. But if it's one person who's one time doing one way and one time doing the other way, even granted he does it in different cities, but the people that see him are much more in disturbed, so to speak, by his inconsistent behavior, and therefore it's much more blatant to everyone that there must be two different minhagim. Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense why he's behaving two different ways. So by his behaving two different ways, he's like broadcasting. It's like he comes to the guy with a Chofetz Chaim hat, and he comes to Lakewood, and he takes off his hat, and he puts on the Lakewood hat. So he's doing an action of saying that there's a different minhag here, the two minhagim. So he's...
I mean, the Shamash was traveling with Rabbi Avol. He was in two different cities. Yes. Regardless of what his Rabbi does, he sees the two different things.
I'm saying that the two cities, the Gemara says, that doesn't make Los is going to do, because it's not so blatant. He saw the two cities, but that doesn't register as much today, Tyrus, because they're not together. They're at different they're at different places. They're so you don't see the contrast. So intellectually, when he thinks about it, he remembers that when I was in London, they did this way, and now they're doing differently. But it doesn't, you don't feel the difference. But when you see Rabbi Vo himself changing his behavior, so that brings home much more that there's two different minhagim. Why did Rabbi Vo change his behavior? Because he's following a different minhag. That's what Rav Steinman said this svara.
I read it differently.
So the whole thing is only for the Shameh, because
not for the Shameh. It could be for a different person, not the Shameh. It could be anyone.
But for everybody else,
that makes it nicker to the observer.
But the only observer,
without that, even though that person, obviously that person who sees it, was in the two different mekaymis, but it wasn't nicker the difference because they weren't overlapping. But when it's in the same person, so it makes it much more blatant that there must be two different minhagim. So now you have the good old fashioned problem of Los Iskaidu.
The only person that knows he changed is the Shamash. Everybody else doesn't know that it changed.
If yes, yes, and if no, no. I don't know. Maybe there are other people that were there too. I don't know, but maybe Enochinami. Maybe there are other people in the institute in the cities. And maybe yes, maybe you're right. It's only the Shamish. I don't know.
If it's for a different observer, then whatever the Gemara is answering for that observer is going to apply for the Shamash also.
Okay, it's the same thing. Let's say it's the Shamish. But it's not because the problem. I'm saying that the sham. It's not that the Gemara's final kasha is that the Shamish is going to misconstrued everything, and therefore he's going to be over it else is going to do, because he thinks that Rabbi Bo was over it else is going to do. But I'm trying to explain. But why did the Shamish think that Rabbi Bo is over it else is going to do? Because without the Hesber of Kvaydich Rav Yochanan, what Rabbi Yochanan himself, what Rabbi Avol did, is over on Osa's guy to do. Because you lose the heter of Shtei Mekaymis when it's done by the same person. Because what's the whole heter of Shtei Mekaymis? The whole heter of Shtei Mekaymis is not Xeris Akasiv. The heter of Shtei Mekaymis is that it's not blatant. There are plenty of Shtei Mekaymis where you have people traveling from one city to the other. Right, you have people that live in Muncie and they work in New York. I assume that that's called two mekaymis. Right, they go Rabbi, every
would
day
that be
to
different
work.
Nowadays? Because would it be different nowadays? Because everything is
okay,
so.
But I'm assuming there must
open
have
it,
been
it is so blatant.
Too. There were people that must have traveled to one city to another on a consistent basis.
No, but it's not even about the traveling to one city to another. But at the same time, with
totally,
the internet,
I don't believe
with everyone seeing at the same exact time.
The Shtemekaymis was only if no one traveled from one city to the other. There must have been
no,
in
but,
the time
but
of
Rabbi,
Chazal
what about not traveling?
There were people
why is
that
it about
traveling? What?
No, why does it have to be about traveling? What about the internet?
No,
and
but
is
what
let's
is
say
the
Rabbi was saying broadcasting.
What does Shtemekaymis do?
Today, but right
well,
now,
I'm claiming
it is broadcasted
not
from one
just
place
that
to the
there's
other.
No one to see it. Is that it's not highlighted? If you don't see the contrast, when a plate is dirty, you appreciate that it's dirty when you put it next to a clean plate. Cold mouth, you know, the clean plate, you don't see the dirt, and vice versa, you don't see how clean it is, so you kind of do a dirty plate. So it's the contrast of the two places together. So Shtei Mekaymis means that even though there are people that have had to travel from one city to the other, there are people that come from New York to Miami and New York, Miami, New York all the time. But it's not Lotus going to do because it's not blatant, the difference. But when you have Rav Avo himself switched, so that's where Rav Steinman says the difference becomes blatant. So then you're bringing about, all you're doing is, see the beauty of what I'm trying to say, which I think is, instead of making up a new din of Lotus Gardu, I'm just saying that we're working with the good old fashioned din of Lotus Gardu. Shtei Mekaymis takes away the iser because it's not so noticeable the difference. And one person it removes the heter Shtei Mekaymis because it the advantage of Shtei Mekaymis doesn't work when it's one person. So it becomes as if it's one makom, and you just have the regular, plain, old-fashioned Moses going to do, because for all practical purposes, it's the same as one makom, because two Mekaymis make that's not noticeable, but one person and two Mekaymis is noticeable. So one person and two Mekaymis is the same as two Mekaymis, so it's one makom. So it just the regular standard din of Los is going to do, because we have something which cancels out the Shtei Mekaymis. It's like, you know,
another
says I have a card trick. These kids come to you, you know, pick a number. Okay, add 5, subtract 5. What do you got? Oh, I'll guess your number. You know, so you know that's what you did. You said you added Shtei Mekaymis. And then you subtract in one person, so they cancel out. So now you're left with the regular good old fashioned Losses guy to do, and that's much better in the Lashon and the Tavis Yeshanim.
This moment that Rosh Yeshiva just said, is that the heter why we allow to have a Litvak shul, a Chassidish shul, a Sephardi shul?
The heter that we have is because everything is two, but they didn't. Because we baskin like Rava, not like a Baya. I don't know what it would have been if we had like a Baya, but we baskin like Rava, that two but they did him, even in one city, is fine. So there's always two but they did him, because there's the Ashkenazi, you know, even if I don't even know if you need the but they did, but I'm from Ashkenaz, so I'm relying on the Ashkenazi Bezdin. Yeah, I don't know if the Ashkenazi Bezdin has to be in my city, but why am I doing what I'm doing? Because there's a Bezin that told me. Why are you doing what you're doing? Because there's a different Bezin that told you. So the answer today is that all differences are usually coming from different, but they didn't. I have, my minute is to I battle the Besdin of that, you know, that they say that you don't have to wear a hat, and you battle the Besdin say you do have to wear a hat, so we can daven in the same shul because each of us is battling a different Besdin. So when each of us is battling a different Besdin, so there's no losses guy to do.
Yeah. Okay, shkoyach.
But okay, but so, anyway.
So what's the Gemara's answer?
So the Gemara's answer is that if you're doing it, you tell him that it's not that I'm following a different minig. It's because it was the situation changed because there was a problem with Feida or Rav Yechina.
No. When the Gemara answered, Mekomo's shiny.
No. I didn't say the Gemara answered Mekomo's shiny.
Are we working with Rav Steinman?
No. We're not working with Rav Steinman. I'm saying that what Rav Steinman said on the step number one, we're moving to step number three. We're not working with Rav Steinman.
So we're not using him in step number one.
No, Chas v'Shalom. We're using him. We're taking the svara that he said in step number one, which he apparently was saying that. When he wants, I don't know why he says it, because he wants to say that even the Havamina knew Mekayim is shiny, and you never, and, you know, and that's why he says it, is that I'm just borrowing his Svara and moving it to step three.
I assume Rav Steinman's Hechrech was because simple reading of the Gemara, the step one is very strange. What does it have to do with Rabbi Avo? If the question of the Makshin was that there's two different Mekayimis, it has nothing to do with the Revo.
Okay, I hear that. I hear that also. Fine.
He's addressing that point.
That's fine. I'm mud. I don't know what his hat was, but okay, that's fine. That could be the way I understood it is it was just like some kind of mistake. So okay, you know, I'm not. I don't know, but I wasn't saying his. I was saying Fakir. I just. Borrowing his svara, he has a svara that there's a way of undoing the mida of Shem Mekaymis if it's the same person. So it's sort of like using the structure of the Karen Ira Birkas Abram, that the reason for the Gemara's kasha on the Shammai is because it's the same person. But instead of saying like the Karen Ira, that one person create, in other words, it's the same structure, just a different, you know, it's like Rashiva would say, you plagiarize his building, but then you just add a different svara. Their structure is that the reason why the Shammai saw those is going to do is because it's one person. That's their structure too. But why does one person make for a difference? So they're saying because of the Karen Ira, that by one person is a different type of loss it's going to do. You feel hypocritical. You feel like you're nothing to do with the observer, but you and yourself. So if it's you and yourself, then what's the heter of Shtei Mekaymis? It's nothing to do with the Shtei Mekaymis is only a heter for an observer, but this is no observer. This is myself. Right? That's how they're learning. That there's a different din of loss it's going to do. The normal din of losses going to do is for the observer, and that doesn't apply by Shtei Mekaymis. But here, there's a new din of losses going to do for the guy himself. The guy himself, that there is no observer. Forget about observer. There's the guy himself. So it makes no difference if it's in Shtei Mekaymis, because you know what you did in both Mekaymis. So that was their structure. I just said, so then it means that it's direct. I thought, to make up a new din of losses, guy to do. Wow, Rabbi Kinnarik never liked Shnei Dinim. You know, I'm a Rabbi Kinnarik fan. That Vushtei Shnei Dinim. But besides which, what we're saying this question, the Lashon, that the that then where does the Tovid Yisham have the right to say that the Shammai will throw out the entire din of losses, guy to do if it's a new din of losses, guy to do. So we're saying it's not a new din. There's only one din of losses, guy to do. The one then of those is going to doesn't apply by Shtei Mekaymis, but Rav Steinman has a svara that compensates for, you know, that removes the advantage of Shtei Mekaymis. So you don't have to say it's a new din of those is going to, and that's why there's an issue with Shtei Mekaymis. It's because you have something which removes the advantage. The whole advantage of Shtei Mekayimis is it's not together, and therefore the contrast is not so obvious. But when you have one person, and it's a Shammai who sees it, so the contrast is obvious.
And that's the Chiddush, and that's the Chiddush in the Gemara?
For the starting point, I'm sorry, what?
Rebbe, that's the Chiddush in the Gemara, the Chiddush in the Gemara, Vayikra Shammai.
Well, that was the Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara's Kasha, and therefore the Shamash thought that Rabbi Avo was Oibran Elsa's guy to do, but not Rebbe, a new Elsa's guy. The Tavit Yishanan says that the Shamash thought that Rabbi Avo was going against Elsa's guy to do, and therefore he learned from there that that meant the fun that there is no din of Elsa's guy to do. So the Jared Ira Birkas Abraham is saying that the Shamash is thinking that is over on this Kiddush Tikkadin, this new form of Lotus Gaidu. And since it's a new form of Lotus Gaidu, it doesn't have the Heter Shtei Mekayimis because it has nothing to do with the oath. The Shtei Mekayimis is when it's Lotus Gaidu for the observer, but this is Lotus Gaidu for my conscience. So what's Shtei Mekayimis doesn't mean anything. And I'm saying that no, Chas V'Shalom, there's only one thing Lotus Gaidu. Lotus Gaidu is for the observer. Shtei Mekayimis is no let's call it for the observer. But when the guy himself does it, then Rav Shteinman said a svara that even for the observer, there is a Lotus guy to do.
Well, Rabbi, okay. But this is a Chiddush, meaning in this step, according to the Tosafot Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi saying that this is a Chiddush in Shtei Mekayimis, meaning this would be a new way of learning and understanding. We would not have understood this before.
In other words, it's not a Chiddush halacha because I'm saying the exact same halacha that the Birkas Avram said. We're both myself and the Birkas Avram are saying that in order, because that's what's mukrok from the Tavit Yishanim, that there could be that when one person is doing it, there's losses going to even in two places. We both have to say that.
With that itself is a Chiddush.
The question is, what's the Hesber? That's what I'm saying. We have the same structure, but the question of the Hesber. We're both saying the same structure. There's a lot that's going to do in two Mekayimis if it's one person. But his Hesber is because that lot that's going to do is for yourself, for your conscience. And my Hesber is because it's the same regular lot that's going to do because one person makes it more blatant. Like there's
according to the Gemara. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
According to the Gemara, it seems that the Vahika Shama is we're establishing a Chiddush in that case. According to Rebbe Svara, it doesn't sound like this is a Chiddush. This is a Pashup shot in what Shnei Mekayimis is. According to what the Berachas Avraham is saying, is that it makes sense that there's a Chiddush that the Gemara is.
No, another thing. We're asking, according to the Tavit Yishan, Ikas Shammai, it just means that the Shammai is going to walk away with the wrong impression. That's what the words mean.
Why would the...
Because the Shammai thinks
but why would the Shammai
loves his guy to do.
But that's a push. But we already knew that because when we answered that there's we already knew this concept. It's a new... It's not... Rebbe's not saying a new concept. Rebbe's saying it's the same concept of Shnei Mekayimis. It just then it's almost even pashut that this is the same thing as a regular Shnei Mekayimis.
Since the Gemara said that he really did it because of Kavod Rav Yochanan, so there is no analysis going to do if you knew the facts. So the question is, well, Ikas Shammai who doesn't know the facts, and therefore he sees analysis going to do.
But Rebbe's still not learning the structure of the Karen Ira because Rebbe's still saying that the Hechi Avid Haki is stam inconsistency, right?
Yes.
So it's not the same. Right. Yes. In other words, there's still a break in the action. First we talk about Losses going to do. Then there's Hechi Avid Haki, just stam inconsistency. And then the Gemara goes back to the Shammai.
Okay. I don't see that. So I mean, the Ritva says that way.
So no, I understand. But what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, if we say Hechi Avid Haki, the Hechi Avid Haki is also a question of Loisis Gaididu, like Rebbe's saying.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm not sure, but I think I have to say that you need two things. You need that it's the same person and that there's a person traveling with the guy, because otherwise. Because otherwise, what the answer is, you tell the shamish, what about everybody else? But Sandy asked. So I think I can only say it's usher when you have two things. You have the same person who makes highlights the steerer himself, and there's someone with them who sees it clearly the difference. So this question of is only if there's a shamish. And pashtus, before the Gemara asked the Ika Shamoy, the Gemara did not yet know there's a shamish. So according to the Karen Ira, the Isser has nothing to do with the shamish. The Isser is your conscience. But according to me, the Losus Gaidu is always that it looks like to the third person, then it's only Usser if there's a shamish. So I don't think I could stick it into step two.
I'm saying that's why, right. That's what I'm saying, right.
Okay, but I don't think it's so terrible because the Ritva Gupa says such a structure in the Gemara that the step two was just a question. That you're not allowed to be inconsistent. You have to have a shita. Ritva clearly says that John step two. He also has to learn step three somehow. Everybody learns it. So that there's no connection between, according to Ritva, there's no connection between step two and step three. So we don't have to. You're not
Mokoya. Well, unless Ritva learns that the Kasha Vikashama is that he won't accomplish his goal of Kavod.
Yeah, okay, so, but it's not the, okay, I mean, it's a, okay.
But I mean, also, just for clarity, if Rebbe doesn't say that, meaning if Rebbe, the radical halacha that Rebbe was trying to avoid in the muscle with the guy with the hat, the way Rebbe's getting around that is only if we assume that it's when there's a traveler.
When there's someone traveling with him.
Yeah, because otherwise it's only when there's a svar of kavod kvayde Rebbe Yochanan, but with that kvayde Rebbe Yochanan, it would attack the
usher. You mean I would have the same crazy halacha?
No, unless Rebbe says that he's wearing the straw hat, he takes it off and puts on the black hat.
Right. Now, you're saying that the same wild halacha. I mean, one of my objections to the Karen Ira was that it comes out that the guy who goes from YU, where they Bishita, that you don't need to wear a hat, let's say. I don't know if that's true, but Karen Biavne, okay? The Bishita, you don't need to wear a hat. He goes to Lakewood, he wouldn't be allowed to wear a hat. So you say that would be the same thing as me too, because he's doing a Misa of switching. So it would probably, I would say, it's only if there's a Shammai traveling with him. Yeah. I don't know if there's any more places that I don't know what they hold. Okay,
anyways, Rebbe, even if that is true, that it is an issue based on your svar, you're not introducing a new chiddush in Los Godu, and therefore it's an issue. Meaning, it's less of an issue because you're not making a new chiddush in Los Eskodidu.
Right. In general, as I said, Rabbi Kinarik never liked Shnei Dinim.
So Rabbi Kinarik never liked making two
lumdises. So Karen Ira is making Shnei Dinim in Los Eskodidu, and that the Gemara at this point is bringing in this other din of Los Eskodidu. You know, whenever I heard Rabbi Kinarik and he came with a Shnei Dinim, His gut lashon was vush day shnei dinim. I don't know where he learned that from, but he never liked shnei dinim. So okay, you would think you never about up there. He would like shnei dinim. I don't know, but he never liked shnei dinim. Rabbi Kinarik, he thought that was a very big daichik. Okay, anyway, I think we have to stop. All good things have to come to an end. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, regretfully, I'm going to be in the middle of a fundraising meeting at around 9 o'clock, 8, and it's right exactly when the meeting is. I'm sorry. So, okay, thank you.
You're flying tomorrow morning?
Well, I'm flying tomorrow morning, but there's a parlor meeting, whatever. I don't know. There's Rabbi Palgam, the Palgam family is donating a Sefer Torah, and the yeshiva is taking it. You know, they're having different cities for Ksiva, Sefer Torah, and fundraising. So tomorrow, they're doing in the five towns. So about Penny Ackerman. So since I'm going anyway Thursday, so Rabbi Nyman asked me to go in the day early, and I did not really think I could tell him no, because he does all the work and I do none of the work. So I didn't think I could do that. So I said, okay. All right, you should go. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Rabbi.
Sunday should be regular?
Yes, but we're going back to Bishem.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Thank you, Rabbi. Good night.
Good trip.